Gemara and gave four different reasons for the Shita's Beis Hillel. Why did Beis Hillel say that the Beitz of Shalal, the B'Shabbos of the Yonta, if one may not eat? We're going to have to chazer it anyway because the Gemara is going to keep on referring back. When we learn Beitz in Yeshiva also, not just because we're learning with Baal Abad. We learn Beitz in Yeshiva also. Every Shir, we would review again all the four Shitas. So the Gemara gave four different explanations. The first was Rav Nachman, that the reason for Beis Hillel is that it's a Tanagolas Primedis with Gadol Beitzim, and the Beitzah is an Oichel. Tanagolas is not an Oichel. He didn't plan to eat it in the immediate future. So it's an issue of Muktzah. And Rabbi said that the Ikeh Din really is Shabbos HaSamach LeYontav, Shabbos HaSmuch LeYontav. You have 2 days, Yontav next to Shabbos, either Yontav is on Erev Shabbos, or Yontav is on Matzoi Shabbos. So there's a din of Hachona de Rabba, Nisa de Raisa, if a Beitza that's the hen lays an egg today, so that Beitza was completed inside the hen yesterday. So if it was completed on Shabbos, and then you eat it on Yontav, completed on Yontav, and then you might eat it on Shabbos, so that's an Nisa de Raisa, and we make Xera every Shabbos and every Yontav, Xera Otu, Shabbos HaSmuch LeYontav. And then the other two reasons, the other two Amoraim were Rav Yosef, and Rav Yitzchok. So Rav Yosef said because Exer Mishum Peres on Oishrim, there is a din min HaTorah that on Shabbos you're not allowed to rip off any fruits from the trees. So what if the apples fell off by themselves on Shabbos? So what could be wrong? So there's a Mishnah in Psochem that says there's Exer Mishum Derabban and you're not permitted to eat the fruits that fell down by themselves. Exer Mishum Yala B'Yitlosh. So Rav Yosef is of the opinion that a Beitz of Shenold is included in that Gzeira, even though it's not at all the same. It's not a pri, it's not a tree, it's not mechuba, the whole thing is different. Nonetheless, he holds that that's included in the Gzeira. Even though the Tama Gzeira doesn't apply, what are you going to say? He's going to take the hen and squeeze out the hen to get the whole Tama Gzeira doesn't apply. But the Loit Plug Rabbanon. The Chachamim don't have the right to make Gzeira the Rabbanon unless they have a good reason. But once they have a good reason, then they can institute Gzeira to cover even cases where the reason absolutely doesn't apply at all. So he, so Rav Yosef is of the opinion that the Beitz of Shenolda, the Shabbos of Yontav, is part of that big Leutlug, part of that big Zeher de Rabbanon of Peres HaNoshim. Rav Yitzchok disagrees with the details. He thinks now it's part of a different Zeher. That there is a din on Shabbos that you're not allowed to squeeze out juice from the fruits. That's a malacha told of Disha. You're not allowed to squeeze out the juice. So even if the juice oozed out by itself, is Xera de Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to drink it, Xera Shema Yitzchok. He may get carried away, he'll enjoy it so much, he may get carried away and squeeze it out. So also, that Xera, the reason for the Xera, the Chashash, doesn't apply by the hen. Who's going to take a hen and kvetchos the hen and squeeze out the egg? It doesn't make any sense. But still, once the Chachamim made Xera de Rabbanon, they made a loy pluk that even covers this case. So we mentioned last week that Tosfos here raises the issue. This is Nicha on Shabbos. On Shabbos we know you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice from the fruit. That's a malacha. And on Shabbos we know you're not allowed to pluck off peres. That's a malacha. But on Yontif, this is like a heter echal nefesh. On Yontif you're allowed to chef. You're not to be allowed to cook. You're not to be allowed to carry food. Heter echal nefesh. So why should it be prohibited? Why are you forbidden to eat the peres hanoshrim? Zerish and the yalla be itlosh, lest he'll get carried away and pluck off the peres. He's allowed to pluck off the peres also. What's wrong? You're not allowed to drink the juice that oozed out by itself. What's wrong if he squeezes it? So lechori, you see from this gemara that you're not allowed to squeeze out the orange juice on yontif, and you're not allowed to rip off the fruits from the tree. Not really such a hot raya. Not really such a gewaltige raya. Could really be that it's mutter. There's a gemara later that talks in the second part. Gemara talks about a mishnah says that you're not allowed to be tovel kelim on Shabbos and Yontif. Let's have a kli that's tomei. This man says that everything is tomei, so it doesn't matter by us. But years ago, then people were nizer in tumah v'taras. So people kohanim were eating truma, in Israelim were eating ma'aser shenim, they were eating korbanos. And Bichlal, people wanted to be as tohar as possible. So they were medaktik that if they would have a kli that was tummy, they wanted to be tohar in the mikveh. So the kli would be tohar, and the food would be tohar, and the mashkin, the soup, everything would be tohar. So the Mishnah says later in the second parak that it's not permissible to be tohar kelim on Shabbos and Yontif. So Gemara asks, why not? Well, what's the avera? Why? It's not listed among the lametes of malachas. What's wrong over here?
So the Gemara also gives a whole sugya, four different reasons. So the final reason that the Gemara gives is that it's nesakin mana. That if you have a kli that's tum and you make it tahor, so on the level of halacha you've accomplished something. If you ask a nochri in the street, if you ask an any Yehudi, what did he do? He didn't do anything. He washed it off, he got it wet, fakir. Now it's dirty. Before it was clean, now he's table in a dirty mikveh, he made it dirty. Mm-hmm. So the goy would say he didn't accomplish anything. But api halacha, that's a mesakin mana. Alright, so that's the final conclusion. Until you get to the final conclusion, the Gemara gives three other suggestions. Agam says, Sugya, what's wrong with being Tevil Kalim? So one of the suggestions the Gemara gives is, it's a chashash, Shema Yavarena Dalaramas Bishus Aram. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. So normally people don't have a mikveh in the basement. They have to go. There's a mikveh in the community. There's one mikveh for the Kalim. So the person will have to carry the Kalim from his house to the mikveh. And if there's no Erev, so he's in violation of Haitzor. If that's the reason why they prohibited midirabon and tefilas kelim, so then it shouldn't apply to yontif. On yontif, you are allowed to carry if it's a tzarach hayom ktsas. If you want to use this pot to cook food in it, and the pot is tummy, so you don't want the food to be tummy, so you would be permitted to carry it to the mikveh to be tovel, and then to take it back. You carry loichanam. Tzarach hayom ktsas is mutter to carry the pot to be tovel. So the Gemara says no, that's the halacha. It's a gzera de rabbanon on Shabbos, and all the gzeras of Shabbos carry over to Yontif, even though the reason doesn't make sense, even though the reason doesn't apply. Whatever the gzera carries over. Well, the marshal we spoke also, someone asked, we started Beitzah is all about melacha on Yontif, so someone asked, I think, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, what about taking a hot shower on Yontif? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook water. So we understand you're not allowed to take a hot shower. You turn on the hot water, you're causing more cold water to get cooked. But on Yom Tov, you're permitted to cook Letzarech HaYechal Nefesh or Letzarech HaYom Tzaz. So what's a bit? So you should be able to take a hot shower. So, and it's mashma from the Mishnah, befeirish that you're not allowed to. The Mishnah says you're only permitted to warm up cold water to wash panay out of Aragla. Only to wash the face and the hands and the feet. But to take a whole shower is awesome. So why is it prohibited? So we discussed a little bit the Tosfos and the Ramban. So the Ramban gave that answer. He says, you're right. The argument doesn't really make any sense that it should be prohibited on Yontif to take a shower. It should be mutter. But on Shabbos, they made a gzeireh. On Shabbos, it's a malacha to turn on the hot water, malacha bishul. So on Shabbos, not only is it prohibited to turn on the hot water, even if you filled up the bathtub with hot water before Shabbos, and you're just going to bathe on Shabbos and on Friday night in the hot water, that's a gzeiras habalonim. They prohibit. Balonim means the bathhouse attendants. Bathhouse attendants were not so medactic in mitzvahs, so they used to make the hot water on Shabbos. It used to be mechal Shabbos by heating up the water on Shabbos. So the Chachamim prohibited using bathing in hot water on Shabbos, even if the truth of the matter was that it was heated up on Erev Shabbos because of the gzeira. Because the balonim, the bathhouse attendants, will say a lie. They'll say that they heated it up on Erev Shabbos, and that's not true. They heated it up on Shabbos. So the Ramban says this gzeiras habalonim that was introduced on Shabbos carries over to Yontif, even though it doesn't make any sense on Yontif. On Yontif is mamish mutter to turn on the hot water. But he says, no, once they made gzeira for Shabbos, all the gzeiras of Shabbos are carried over to Yontif. The din of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif, so why don't you say everything from Shabbos carries over? So he says, no, that's in a malacha. There are three different categories. We spoke a few times, I think. There's a malacha deraisa, then there's a malacha midirabbanan, and then there's a gzeira. A malacha deraisa is, let's say, a person writes with his right hand. A malacha derabbanan is not a person writes with his left hand. He's a righty, he writes with the left hand. So in Atarah, there's no malacha midirabbanan, that's a malacha. Then there's another thing that's only a gzeira. What's an example? Let's say a person climbs on a tree. So that's prohibited on Shabbos and Yom Tov to climb on a tree. Gzeira, lest they'll break off a branch. So what are you going to say? Midirabbanan, the person who climbs on a tree is in violation of kotzer. Midirabbanan. He didn't do any ktsira. He didn't break off any branch. You're not allowed to climb on a tree lest it lead to ktsira. You're not allowed to use medications on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Gzeira, shemi, shachik, salamanim. He may grind up some herbs in order to prepare the medication. So what are you going to say? That a person who takes a pill and Shabbos and Yom Tov is in violation of Tochein Midirabbanan. No, you can't even say that he did Tochein Midirabbanan. He didn't do any malacha. It's a gzeira. You're not allowed to take medication lest this will lead to a malacha. So the Ramban apparently holds this. The Chumash makes a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Chumash says the malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos, some of them are mutter on Yom Tov if it's b'malkam al-chol nefesh. The Ramban holds, yeah, that's if you're talking with a malacha deraisa, malacha derabbanan. A malacha al-chol nefesh is mutter. But if you're talking about a gzeira, it's not a malacha in the first place. It's not a malacha to begin with. So you can't say over there that there's a heter echal nefesh. There's a famous marsha on the first daf where the marsha asks, let's say you have a beitzah and all the b'shabbes. So Rav Nachman says the first reason why it's prohibited. Rav Nachman says because the muktzah checked akasha about a echal nefesh, but he wants to eat the beitzah. So echal nefesh override everything. So he says no. The marsha says no. Echal nefesh only overrides malachas. If you have a malacha deraisa, a malacha derabanan. So it's a malacha, so echal nefesh is muta. That's not called the way the Ramban Achumish writes. On Shabbos malacha is aser, and on Yontav only malacha is avoida it's aser. It's a different word, it's a different definition. It's not that malacha is aser on Yontav and you have a heter echal nefesh. No, by definition, if it's a malacha, so echal nefesh, it's not called malacha is avoida. That was never prohibited. So the Ramban explains later by the Gzeres HaBalonim, when he talks about heating up, taking the hot beer on Yontif, why is it also to take the hot beer? There's the Mishnah on Chafalat on the base, that heating up the water. Basil say, Basil Matir, Basil permit you. There's the Mishnah on Chafalat on the base. One is permitted to heat up water on Yontif. Rishama say, you're not allowed to heat up water on Yontif to bathe, even part of Yodav Raglov. They hold it's not Echel Nefesh, and there's no Hetet Tzorach HaYom Tzas. And they still say you are permitted, but the Gemara is only permitted to wash part of Yodav Raglov. Why not to wash Kol HaGuf? The Ramban says there, Chafalat from the base, no, because of the Gzeres HaBalonim. Because Gzeres that were formulated by Shabbos carry over to Yodav, even though the Tamak Gzeres doesn't really make any sense. And he got it from the Gemara, by the Mikveh. The Gemara gives the three reasons, the four different reasons why you're not allowed to be Toivul Kelim on Shabbos. So the first reason was, I think the first three reasons, really only made sense on Shabbos, didn't make any sense on Yom Tov. The fourth reason, Misak and Mona, that makes sense both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. If you take a kli that's tum in your table and you make a Torah, that's considered Misak and Mona, but there are one, baby Shabbos, baby Yom Tov, that we understand. But the first three explanations that the Gemara gave were all Gzeres, Shema this and Shema that and Shema the other thing. So all of these Shema shouldn't apply on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov is everything should be Yochal Nefesh. So the answer is that Gzeres do carry over. So Leolam, this Gemara itself, our Gemara that it says you're not allowed to drink the Mashkin Shezavu on Shabbos, Gzeres Shema Yischol. The juice that oozed out by itself on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink because he may get carried away, he may squeeze it. So they carried over the Gzeres to Yom Tov. So just because you're not allowed to drink, it sounds strange, but Bukhara, just because you're not allowed to drink the juice doesn't necessarily prove that it's an Isser to squeeze it out on Yom Tov. It could be that it's really mutter mitam echal nefesh, but you're still not allowed to drink the juice because mashkin shezavu. One could have said like that. The fact is that it's not true, but from our Gemara you can't really prove it. Or one could have said over here, peres on ocean. Peres on ocean is also on Shabbos. It's not a melacha derais. It's not a melacha derabanan. We don't permit you to eat the apples that fell off from the tree. Gzeres shema yala v'yitlush. You may get so carried away and enjoy the apples so much, and they get carried away. You may rip off some apples on Shabbos. So that's a gzera midirabbanan, that you're not permitted to eat the peres on ocean. So one could say the gzera is carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov, even though the reason for the gzera doesn't make any sense. That's called loiplug rabbanan. When you have a gzera, you can even, you have no right to make a gzera shalolotzer.
You're not allowed to rip off food on Yom Tov as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't prove, and you can't really prove in this gemara that you're not allowed to rip off fruit. Maybe mikradin is really mutter to rip off fruit. But because on Shabbos it's also to rip off fruit, on Shabbos it's also to squeeze out the peres, and on Shabbos they made a gzera that you're not allowed to eat peres on Oshrim, you're not allowed to drink mashkin shezavu. So all the gzeras that were instituted on Shabbos are carried over to Yom Tov. Even on Yom Tov it doesn't really make any sense. Even on Yom Tov it's really mutter, like taking a bath, the Ramban says. You're allowed to turn on the hot water on Yom Tov in order to take a bath, mutter. But they made a gzera that Ramban on Shabbos, gzeras habalonim, so the gzera carries over to Yom Tov even though it doesn't make any sense. So Leolam, from this Gemara, you can't really prove that it's prohibited. The Nikaradin, you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice and you're not allowed to pluck off the pears. But Taisus proves it from other Gemaras anyway. It's Mishnayis like that. There's a Mishnah later, the beginning of the third Perek. You're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov. Ain't Sodom, you're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov. And there are other Gemaras that you're not allowed to pluck off pears on Yom Tov. This Gemara doesn't really prove it so much. There are other Gemaras that it's the pears, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to hunt animals. So Tosis asks, what's going on? What happened to the Heter Echal Nefesh? Why are all of these things prohibited? To catch fish and to pluck off the pears. Why is it prohibited? That's Tosis Kash. That's in this long Tosis on Gimel Amud Aleph. You have the narrow lines, then you have the wider lines. In the wider lines, Tosfos says, "Ach teima," that 10 lines into the wide lines. "Ach teima, my shema yala v'yitlosh." Why is there a problem on Yontif eating the apples that fell off and drinking the juice that who's that? Hafidul hatilimut alitlosh. What's wrong? Is the chorchal nefesh? Gam kosher lekamon. It says Dav Chav Gimel and Beis in parentheses. Tosfos says Gam kosher lekamon. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak. You're not allowed to go fishing on Yontif. Why not? Ramai. Chorchal nefesh. What's wrong? What's wrong? It's the chorchal nefesh. So one could give a simple answer. So Tosfos doesn't like the easy answer. The easy answer they think is not correct. They ain't loyman, you shouldn't say. Some Rishonim do give this answer. That we distinguish between a malacha she'ef shalasas mevod yom and a malacha she'ef shalasas mevod yom. Let's say, bizman aginore, they didn't have refrigerators. So if you're going to shecht a chicken, shecht a behema, an erev yontif, and it's not going to have refrigeration, it's not going to taste so good the next day. So maybe that's why it's permissible to shecht it on yontif and to cook it on yontif. They had no refrigeration, so it's not going to taste so good. So that's called eichal nefesh. But whatever, you could have just as well done on erev yontif, would have tasted just as good. So maybe that's a din that you're not allowed to. There's no heter eichal nefesh, and whatever is efshalas is mevogyon. Oh, halacha lemaisa, that is the rule. Halacha lemaisa, that is the rule midirabbanan. That's how the Rishonim say midirabbanan. Whatever you could have done on erev yontif, you're not allowed to do on yontif. Except for Hoytzor, that's what they say. Hoytzor is a malacha gura that you're permitted to do on Yontif, even though you could have done it on Erev Yontif. Let's say Echveis carry a bottle of wine to the sukkah on Yontif. So, where there's no Erev, I'm going to carry the food to the sukkah. So, Liyolim, I could have carried the food to the sukkah on Erev Yontif and left it there and locked the door. I didn't bother to do it, so still, to carry the bottle of wine, that would be mutter on Yontif. But let's say to cook the food on Yontif, that I could have just as well cooked. And Erev Yontif, put it in the refrigerator and it would have tasted just as good. So that taki, you're not allowed to cook on Yontif unless you do Aydei Shinui. Then, if you do Aydei Shinui, then it's mutam. We spoke once about carrying the talis to shul on Yontif. That's a different thing. Carrying the talis to shul is not really Eichel Nefesh. Carrying the talis is only Tzorach HaYom Ktzas. So Tzorach HaYom Ktzas, there, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes, the Shita in Ksubas quotes the Ravid. That in Tzorach HaYom Ktzas, there's the restriction min HaTorah, that if it's Efshel Lasis Mevod Yom, then you're not allowed, you know, have no heter to do it on Yontif. So there, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Hoytzor or another Malacha. Let's say to carry the Machzer or the Talis to Shul Chutz Le'erev. If you have an Erev, so there's no Malacha. But to carry Chutz Le'erev, let's say on Rosh Hashanah, to carry a Machzer to Shul, carry a Talis to Shul. So that's, according to some, that's also min HaTorah. That would be an Isur Deraisa. Because that's not really Yochel Nevesh, that's only Tzorach HaYom Ktzas. And Tzorach HaYom Ktzas, there is such a restriction. It's only mutter if it's EF shalasas mevod yom. So Tosfos now suggests maybe that's the answer. Maybe that explains the whole klal on the level of deraisa. Whatever, malachas could have been done on Erev Yontif and it would have tasted just as good, plucking off the apples and catching the fish. Could have done it on Erev Yontif, would have tasted just as gishmak. So that you're not permitted to do on Yontif. And whatever you couldn't do on Erev Yontif. And where do they get that idea from? From Machshirin. That there is a machlokes, Tosfos quotes from Daf Chof Ches. There is a machlokes hatanoim. Let's say I need a fork and a knife, I need a pot to cook the food, or a fork and a knife to eat the food. Am I permitted to manufacture a fork and a knife on Yontif or not? That's called machshir eichel nefesh. Why? Because once I make the fork and the knife, it's going to last forever. It's going to last for a long, long time, not just for Yontif. Eichel nefesh means when I did a malacha, that's only going to be for eating the food on Yontif. Machshir means I'm going to make a kli that's going to last for longer than Yontif. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yudin Rabbanan. Machlekes Hatanaim and a Shailan Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin. Is one permitted to do a malacha on Yontif for the sake of Machshir Eichel Nefesh? So even according to the Tana who holds that it is mutter, Machshir Eichel Nefesh is also mutter, he learns it up in the Pasuk, Lachem, Achash Yachel Lachol Nefesh, Ulevada Yosel Lachem. So Achash Yachel Lachol Nefesh means the Heter Eichel Nefesh, if you're going to eat the food. Ulevada Yosel Lachem has the connotation of lachem l'chol tzarcheichem, additional needs, not only eichel nefesh mamish, even additional needs. The hainu machshir eichel nefesh to fix a broken knife or to fix the broken fork and so on.
Oh, but totally with the fork in the same category, no?
Also, should be machshir eichel nefesh.
Totally
right.
The same thing,
right?
But yet, totally we learned the separate.
Worse, they made a separate gzera. Even though fixing a broken knife may be mutter, Tovilling, they made a separate gzera. So that's why you have seen a good reason, yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara says there on Daf Chof Ches that even according to the Tanaim who think that Machshir Eichal Nevsham Mutar on Yanta, because it says Lachem, but it also says Levado. Who Levado Yosel Lachem? Levado means a restriction. Lachem means a kula. Lachem Lachol Tzarchechem. So we say we restrict the heter Machshirin, that it's Machshirin are only Mutar on Yanta if it was Eif Shalasis Mbod Yom. If I could have fixed the broken fork and knife on Erev Yanta, and I'm just sitting and twiddling my thumbs, I didn't bother to do it, then there's no heter, then it's an Issa Deraisa to fix it on Yontif. If it was the Eif Shalasis Mbod Yom, it broke on Yontif. The knife and the fork broke on Yontif. I didn't realize that it was broken. It comes Leil Yontif, we're ready to eat. I see the fork and the knife is broken. So when it's the Eif Shalasis Mbod Yom, then it's mutter to do it on Yontif. So Taisa says, maybe you'll say that distinction between Eif Shalasis Mbod Yom as opposed to the Eif Shalasis Mbod Yom will apply that also to Eichel Nefesh. That you're not allowed to pluck off apples on Yontif, you're not allowed to go fishing on Yontif, you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice on Yontif, because you could have easily done it on Erev Yontif. And that's what some Rishonim say is the answer to the Kasha that's Taka Adin. So Taisis holds that that's not correct. Taisis claims that that distinction on Daf Chav Chesed and Beis between Efshel Lasses and Bod Yom versus the Efshel Lasses and Bod Yom is only in the area of Machshirin. It doesn't have any application to the area of Eichel Nefesh Mamish. When it's real Eichel Nefesh, even if it was Mamash Efshel Las Mod Yom, it still had the garment to do it on Yontif. That's how we assume, like Tosis, but we hold Midirabbanan it's awesome. Midirabbanan we adopt such a policy. Because the Mishnah says later in the end of the first Perek in Beitzim, in the later Gemaras, what about grinding? The Balabasta wants to cook some soup or make some cake on Yontif, so what's the story about grinding up some cinnamon and grinding up some flavoring, grinding up some spices? I let it grind it up on Yontif or not. So the Mishnayos make a distinction. If it's a spice, that if you would grind it up on Erev Yontif, the flavor would go out, it would evaporate, then it's the Efshalasis Mod Yom, then you're allowed to grind it on Yontif. But if it's such a spice, that if you grind it on Erev Yontif, put it in a jar and you close it up, and it'll be okay. So it was Efshalasis Mod Yom, then you're not allowed to grind it on Yontif. Let's say grinding grain in order to make flour. The Balabasta wants to make fresh challahs for Yontif, but she never ground up the grain, she doesn't have flour. But to grind up the grain, that she could have done on Erev Yontif. Everybody has flour sitting around the house for a year. We have surplus flour in the United States that sits for many years. It doesn't get ruined. So halacha l'maisim midirabbanan, there is such a klal. Even in Eichel Nefesh Mamish, we distinguish between Efshel Lasses and Bod Yom as opposed to Efshel Lasses. Whenever it's Efshel Lasses and Bod Yom, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif unless you do Al Yidei Shinuy. But Taisis means over here to say, on the level of Deraisa, it's not so. On the level of Deraisa, that distinction between Epshalasis as opposed to Epshalas and Bod Yom, that's only by Machshirin, and not by Eichel Nefesh Mamish. That's what they say. They ain't loyma. You shouldn't say the answer to the question. Why you're not allowed to go fishing? Why you're not allowed to pluck off apples? Why you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice? Kol davish Yochalasos miyarev Yontav, Osalasos biyontav atzmo. Kilei savalei miyarev Yontav. If you didn't do it on Erev Yontav, no, it's wrong. Tanakama says there's no heter machshirin at all to fix a broken knife or to fix a broken fork. The beauty of this agreement says no, there is a heter to fix the broken knife. The beauty disagrees with the Chachamim and he says there is a heter to do machshirin. However, it says levado. What do you see from the Gemara Alma? What's the upshot of the Gemara? It's not true. That's what Tosis claims. It's not. Most of the Rishonim are like Tosis. That on the level of the Raisa, Eichel Nefesh Mamish is Mutar on Yontif, even though you could have just as well done it, Mibod Yom would have tasted just as good. And the whole din in the Mishnah about grinding the spices is only Midir Rabbanan. That's why if you do Al Deishino, it's Mutar. So that's no, that they don't say. That was the Rav that said that. The Shita Mekubetzis in the beginning of Ksubis and Dafei, the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion there about Machshirin. So the Rav that says that where did we get this idea of Tzarach Hayom Ktsas? The Machlokes Bisilam Eshamay and Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Are you allowed to carry the lulav to shul? So Beshamay say no. You're not allowed to carry a baby. You're not allowed to carry a lulav. You're not allowed to carry a sefer, only Eichel Nefesh Mamish, only food. And Bisil say, no, Tzarach Hayom Ktsas also Mutter. So where did that come from? They had the Tzarach Hayom Ktsas. So many Rishonim say, it has to be a Pasuk, it's not a Svara. You would never know that mitzvah a Svara. So the Ravid in the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubis is quoted as saying that it's based on the Pasuk Lachem Lachol Tzarcheichem. And once he says like that, then he says, so just like Rabbi Yudis said, on Machshirin, that there's a restriction, it's only Mutif and Tzief Shalasos and Bod Yom, that's a restriction deraisa, so to on Tzarcheichem Tzas, you have this restriction. The other Rishonim never said it. The Ravid is the one who said it. Could be Biron Paschal like the Ravid. I don't know, could be Biron Paschal. Could be, but they never took a stand. They never said, how do you know that Tzorach HaYom Ktsas is Mutter? The Ravid said it's from the same Pasuk of Lachem. So then the Ravid adds on, if it's from the same Pasuk of Lachem that Rav Yudah learns that Machshirin, then you have the same restriction of Levado, that it's only Mutter if it's the Epshalas, it's Mabod Yom. So this is Taisus Kasha. Why are you not allowed to pluck off the pears? Why are you not allowed to squeeze out the orange juice? Why are you not allowed to go fishing on Yontif? What's wrong with Mamash Echol Nefesh? So Taisus ends off, I think. One suggestion is shlug up. Then Taisus says on the second wide line, the second very wide line. Okay, the answer is Pirish Abed and the son of Mekina and one of the Balei. Taisus says, it says in the Yerushalmi that it's a pasuk. What's the pasuk? You have two psukim, one next to the other, in Pasha's boy. It says you should bake matzahs for Pesach. Shmartam es ha-matzahs. What does it mean, shmartam es ha-matzahs? You should make shmura matzah. And that pasuk is written, shmartam es ha-matzahs, is written next to the pasuk Avoychal Nefesh. Achashayachal Chal Nefesh Ulevada Yosalachem. So from what moment on do you have to start making Shmura Matzah? So that's the Machlokes in the Gemara, Psochim. So one opinion in the Gemara, there are three Shitas. One opinion in the Gemara is Shmura Mishas Lisho. From the time that you mix the flour with the water, before you mix the flour and with the water, it can't become Chometznik. So shmura matzah has to be mishas lisha. And the other opinion in Gemara is no. In Gemara there are two shittas. The other opinion in Gemara is that you need shmura mishas ketzira. From the time that you harvested from the ground, theoretically, it is possible. It can become chametz even before you mix the flour with the water. Theoretically, it can even become chametz while it's still attached to the ground. The Gemara talks in Sochem about achmetz b'mechuber, that while it's going to the ground, it became chametz. But that's so far fetched. That hardly ever happens, so that you're not mechuyev to be worried about that. If you find kernels of grain that taka became chametz b'mechuber, you're not allowed to use them for the matzahs. But to be concerned about such a possibility, if you don't know, so that you're not mechuyev. But from the time you harvested, it could theoretically become far-fetched, less far-fetched than it should. The most far-fetched is that it should become chametz while it's still mechuyev l'karka. So that no one holds you mechuyev to worry about that. The most likely that it's going to become chametz after you mix it, the flour water. With the water, of course. If you let it sit too long, about it'll become chametz. So they certainly need shmura matzah, shmura mishas lisha. The machloek is amarayim in the gemara and daf mem. In psachim is, they need shmura mishas ketzira. It's more likely after ketzira that it'll become chametz than b'mechuber, but it's still much less likely that it'll become chametz until after lisha. Right. So that's a machloek is amarayim in the gemara. So this opinion in the two opinions in the Yerushalmi. Just to complete the story, in Shulchan Aruch there's a third opinion. That's the Rosh. The Rosh made a compromise. Shmura mishas tchina. From the time that you grind the grain and you make it into wheat and you
flour,
you make it into flour. The Rosh holds that you have to have shmura mishas tchina. Where did he get that? That's neither here nor there. In the Gemara, there are two opinions where the Shmura Matzah has to be Mishas Kitzira, or Shmura Mishas Lisha. How did the Rosh come to make such a compromise? It explains why. Because they used to use a water mill. They didn't use an electric mill. So the water was splashing all over the place. So he says, that's like Shmura Mishas Lisha. You know that the water is going to splash. So the water may be splashing on your flour. So that's like Shmura Mishas Lisha. So that's how the Rosh came up with this compromise, Shmura Mishas Tchina. But basically in the Gemara, there are only two opinions, either Shmura Mishas Ketzira or Shmura Mishas Lisha. So the first opinion in the Yerushalmi is that Yidarshin Smuchim. Smuchim is a question. You have two psukim that are next to each other. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, it's a machlekes hatanaim. What are Yidarshin Smuchim or not? In Mishnah Torah, in Chumash Dvarim, we do Darshin Smuchim. But this is in Shmais, in Parshas Bo. So the first opinion of Yerushalmi assumes that you darshan smuchim, and you have these two psukim are adjacent to each other. It says the heter echal nefesh right next to the pasuk shmartam es ha-matzahs. So what it means to tell me is that just like shmura matzah, is Mishas Lisha. This Shita goes Shmur Mishas Lisha. This opinion in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has the same achlekes that the Babli has. Well, the Shmura Matzah is enough Mishas Lisha, there has to be Mishas Ktsiv. So the first opinion in the Yerushalmi holds that Shmura Mishas Lisha is enough. So just like only Milisha V'yelech you need Shmura, so too the Heter Reichal Nefesh is only Milisha V'yelech when it's closer to the final product. Harvesting the grain from the ground and grinding up the grain, that's so far removed from the final product that there's no Heter Reichal Nefesh on that. But from Lisha V'yelech, that's what you normally do when you're about, when you want to eat. That's how the Rishonim say. Let's say a person wants to eat fish for supper. So he goes fishing now. He goes fishing half an hour before. No, he goes fishing a day before. He goes fishing in the morning or something. He doesn't go right before. But when a person is interested in eating bread, so today we buy all ready-made bread in the freezer. It's ready baked 5 years ago. But Shoyim Kitikunim, when they didn't have freezers and they didn't have someone, so the Balabasta would break the bread right before supper. She would do the Lisha and the Afir. She wouldn't go to the field and harvest the grain right before she's preparing to make the supper. She wouldn't grind the grain to make it into flour. Nah, the flour, they would have sacks of flour that was made from before. So those malachas that are normally done, samach lesudah, that's a heter reichal nefesh. That's what the Rabbeinu Nesara Mekinin quotes the Yerushalmi. Only Milisha v'yelech and kodem Lisha is also. The other opinion in Yerushalmi holds that it's not true that you need shmur mishas ketzira. So you're going to tell me that it's mutter to do ketzira? Mutter to do ketzira? It's mutter to do tchina? No, they don't hold like that. So that's why the other opinion Yerushalmi says, no, I've learned that from a different post. Yerushalmi yesh miut acher, another drosha. To satisfy the other opinions, those all shmur mishas ketzira have a different drosha. So all of the Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi, that the heter reichal nefesh is only milisha v'yelech, koidim lisha nat. But the Rishonim have a major dispute at the beginning of Ein Sod, the beginning of the third Terek in Beitzah, whether this drasha of the Yerushalmi is a smuchim, yidarshining the two psukim that are adjacent to each other, and it's not a chumish dvor. So the question is that legitimate? So the Ramban claims that this is a drasha gemura, Ramban achumish, and the Ramban here on the bottom of the rib, the beginning of Ein Sod has a long Ramban. So the Ramban holds that this is all a din deraisa. The milisha v'yelech is mutter to do for malachas eichal nefesh, and he defines it. He says whatever malacha is normally done samach l'sudah, that's called malachas eichal nefesh. Whatever is normally not done before the sudah, normally the balabasta bakes the challah right before she eats it. As man is that we don't necessarily do that. Normally they shecht the chicken right before you're about to eat it. This man says nobody shechts the chicken right before you're about to eat it. So according to the Ramban, it would be an Issa Deraisa to shecht behemoth or chickens on Yontif today. Because nobody ever does that all year long when you want to have flesh. Forget about the Yontif. All year long, no one ever shechts it right before. We shecht it way before. We take it out from the freezer. So the Ramban holds that this din changes in every generation. He holds that the definition of the vort is, Milisha V'yelech means whatever is normally done, Samach L'Sudah. So such a malacha is called malacha sarchal nefesh, and that's mutter to do on yantum. So the Moshe, the Ramban writes, to take kernels of grain and to grind it up and to make flour. So the Ramban says that's not normally done right before you're about to bake the challahs. You have a sack of flour that sits around the house for a long time. So the Ramban says if you grind grain and you make it into flour on yantum, he thinks that's an Issa Deraisa. That's Koidim Lisha. But what if you'll take the spices, that if you'll grind them up on Erev Yontif, it'll evaporate, and you want to grind it on Yontif, he says, that's Heter Gomor. That's okay. So you take the same Malocha, Tchina, sometimes it's an Issa Deraisa, sometimes Heter Gomor. Sometimes it's an Issa Deraisa, if you're grinding grain to make flour, and sometimes Heter Gomor. So the Ramban explains why. It's not a riddle, it's not a puzzle. It's not so difficult to understand. He said, this is some of the
suda. You're able to do.
Yeah. This is, not you're able to do. This is normally done some of the suda. Yeah, the Ramban explained it very well. The Ran on the Rif, the beginning of Ein Sod, quotes the Ramban, but he doesn't quote the Hezbollah that the Ramban gets. Just quotes the bottom line of the Ramban. So he says, for the life of me, I can't understand. How can it be that Tchina, the same halacha, is sometimes in Issa Deraisa, sometimes Heta Gomer? How can it be? So this prompts the Ran to say, no, that this whole drush is only in Asmachta anyway, because we don't darshan smuchim, it's not in Chumish Dvarim, and the rest of the Chamishu Chumishu Tari don't darshan smuchim. So he says the whole thing is only Midir Rabbanan anyway, and the reason why did they, what prompted the Chacham to institute the Dindir Rabbanan? So he says, because if you'll allow, on the level of the Raisa, all Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, he says. On the level of the Raisa, you're permitted to pluck off the apples, and you're permitted to squeeze out the juice, and permitted to go hunting and to share. Everything is Mutter on the level of the Raisa. But he can spend the whole day Yontif plucking off all the pears and grinding all the grain and making it. He can waste the whole Yontif being metapel on Heta Eichel Nefesh. So that's terrible. So the Chachamim prohibited Midrabbanan. They made a Chumrah. Whatever is normally done a lot of the time, so that they prohibited on Yontif, so you shouldn't waste away the whole day Yontif doing malachas. So that's a fundamental machlokes that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, whether this limitation of Elisha v'Yelech, whether this is a din deraisa, din derabban. The Ramban holds that it's a din deraisa, and he explains it both in his Bira Chumash and his Bira Latera in Parshas Boy. Ramban explains, he mentioned it briefly before, he says that on Shabbos the Torah prohibits malacha. And Yontif, he says, it doesn't say malacha, it says malacha savoida. And he says, it's not the same. Malacha savoida means the malachas that are done, not samach l'suda. Whatever is done samach l'suda, that may be a malacha, baking. My wife made dinner tonight. So she fried it in the kitchen, and then she served the dinner hot. So the cooking, the frying, that's done mamash samach l'suda. But the grinding of the grain, that's not done. It's done a year before. That's done way before. So whatever samach l'suda is maybe called malacha, but it's not called malacha savaida. Derech suda is mutter.
Who boils a fish on
I don't know. It's a good kasha. I'll have to learn later. The Mishnah is about straining. I don't know. Should have been mutter, but I think the din is that it's not.
I know it's not. I didn't know that until several years ago. I encountered that a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the famous Tosis. Okay. So Tosis quotes the Klal, Milisha v'yelach, only after Lish. And that's the Machlokes HaRishonim, whether that's a Din Deraisa or a Din Derabbanan. So now the Gemara continues in Gimel Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the Yom, the Gemara says, after Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, the line begins with the words Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also holds from the fourth opinion. The strange, the Gemara gave four reasons why the Beis Hillel say you're not allowed to eat the Beit Shenol beyond it. And the fourth reason was Rabbi Yitzchok, that it's part of the Gzeira Mashkin Shezavu, the most far-fetched pshat of all, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yitzchok is an unknown figure. Rabbi Yechanan, a famous Amora. Rabbi Yechanan holds that that's the reason. Rabbi Yechanan saw, but like Rabbi Yitzchok, Gzeira Mashkin Shezavu. Earlier, yeah, he was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yitzchok was later. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan also holds that that's the reason for Beit Shenolda being prohibited, because it's part of the big Zera of Mashkin Shezavu. How do you know? The Rabbi Yochanan Rami, the Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbi Yudah, Umishani. Rabbi Yochanan asked a stira between two things the Rabbi Yudah said in two different Mishnayos, and he gave a teretz to our emperor. So the fact that he considered the fact that he thought that there was a kasha, obviously is an indication that he thinks like Rabbi Yitzchok, that the reason why Beit Shenol the Shabbos is aser is because it's part of Mashkin Shezov. Why? Tanan, now they're quoting his shtikl teretz. It says in the Mishnah in Shabbos, "Ein sechta misaperes laotzi mehem hamashkim." You're not allowed to squeeze out oranges, grapes, olives, whatever. You're not allowed to squeeze out fruits on Shabbos. V'miyotza miyatzmon. What if it oozed out by itself? So the Mishnah says, "Asurim." That's a gzera derabbanon. Mashkin shezavu. A gzera shema yischo. Comes Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah says, "Sometimes muta, sometimes osa." The gzera derabbanon only makes sense. It depends. If I have the different kinds of oranges, they're juice oranges, and they're eating oranges. If the Baba Busta went to the store and she asked him, she wants juice oranges because she wants to make fresh juice for her little baby, and she bought the oranges that are sitting in the house in order to make juice out of it. Or the balabos goes to the store and he buys grapes in order to make, he wants to make his own wine. He plans to squeeze out the wine himself. And then on Shabbos, accidentally, if the wine oozed out by itself, oh, so since those sheres are omdim l'schita, that's what he planned to do with it. So then it makes sense to make gzeirah shema yischot, because that's what he was planning to do in the first place. But if he has grapefruits, he's not interested in making grapefruit juice. He has eating oranges, not juice oranges. He's interested in eating the oranges. When he sliced the grapefruit, when he sliced the orange, a little bit of juice came out. When you slice it, you're putting pressure, so a little bit of juice comes out. So you're going to say that you're not allowed to drink that juice, gzeirah shema yischot. He's not interested in squeezing it out. Yeah, Shlomo's Kavin, you see, say that's why there's no prohibition. That's why there's no issur. But why is he allowed to drink the juice? Let it be mashkin shezavu. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter because there's no chashash on this fruit. This fruit he's not interested in squeezing out. So why should he make it
there? From Rav Nachman, from the first sheet.
No, Rav Nachman.
No.
They're giving four. Here, this Gemara gives four different reasons why Beitzah Shenolda beyond the Zosa. Here we're not talking Beitzah Shenolda, we're talking here about juice that oozed out on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to drink it, Gzeirah Shema Yischot. So the Tanakhama doesn't make any distinctions. In all cases, when you cut the grapefruit, you have juice, you're not allowed to drink the juice. You have to spill it out.
If there's some of the fruit that's very, very difficult to divide, what is machal v'cha machal nishtav, anything with the juice in it is part maskin v'bad machal. So therefore, it's impossible to eat most of the things that have the food that they're on, because that means a part drinking also.
No, but that's Michael. If he did, it's full of juice.
But you can call it either way.
No, but he didn't want to drink the juice as a beverage. He didn't want to drink it as a beverage. If you want to squeeze
that
part
of the eating. So what is it? You only allowed to eat the dry meat. You're not allowed to eat the gravy from the meat.
So that doesn't count. The gravy from the meat, that's a good mashal. That's not called mashkin shezavu. The gravy from the meat is not called mashkin shezavu. That's all part of the oichel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you have fruits, but you bought the fruits and you brought the fruits into the house, adaita to eat it as a fruit, not al das to squeeze out the juice. So he says the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply.
Would this be similar to what we learned before,
the Tanigulis? She's going
to No, I don't think so. No, that's a different, Rav Nachman says a different word. If you have a Tanigulis, so I made this la'achilo, then it's called oichel. Then if the beitzah comes out, that's oichel. So this is oichel and that's oichel. This is fleishig oichel, that's parv oichel. It doesn't matter. It's oichel and this is oichel, so that's oichel. So it's not muktzah. But if the tanagolis, which I don't plan to eat now, I have an egg farm. Tanagolis are made of legal beitzah. So the tanagolis is not oichel, it's a machine. And then it comes, it gives out a beitzah. So that's a noilad. So he says the noilad is muktzah. He's talking about a different word, muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a different maaser, the gzeira, the rabbanon, that you're not permitted to drink. Mashkin shezavu, gzeira shema yischos. The Buddha says they only introduced the gzeira. Where makes sense? Where doesn't make sense? They never introduced the gzeira. That's the machlekes of Buddha and Tanakam. Tanakam says that it's a loy plug rabbanon. In all cases, under all circumstances, any case of mashkin shezavu, he's not allowed to drink the mashkin. The Buddha disagrees and he says no. Im liyochlin, if I brought it into the house, I'll das to eat it as a grapefruit, let's say, and then I slice the grapefruit, so mail some of the juice spills on the plate. Yes, man, mutter, there's no zera there abonin on that. Im lemashkin, but if I brought it into the house, I'd like to squeeze it out to make juice, then it makes sense to make a zera. Then yes, man, is awesome. That's how he says. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. How can we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? If it's yachad v'rabim, should be alochad k'rabim, why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is, coming up in this Gemara, because Rabbi Yochanan says it's a misprint in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is really the Tanakama and the Chachamim are the ones who make this distinction. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say a whole kasha, and to answer the kasha, he's going to say that there's a mistake in the Mishnah. Huh? Mukhlefes Hashita. He says it's fakert. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that it's exer the Rabbanon under all circumstances, and the Chachamim distinguish like that. So that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Siman Shin Chof, here he tells you, look. Siman Shin Chof is all about squeezing out Peiris on Shabbos. The first time in Mishpat.
So, Could be.
All of it.
I never even looked here. They give you a full list on the side of the Gemara and the Rabbi Kibbeh. They give you a full list of all the Gemaras. Could be he was the first generation of Amoraim. They're trying to be Mevar what the correct Gerus in the Mishnah is. The Halacha Lemaiseh, if you put together the Gemara and Shabbos in here, what it says is the following: to squeeze out Zeisim Vanovim, to squeeze out olives or grapes, that's an Issa Deraisa. So that they all agree that if the Mashkin Shezavu from the Zeisim Vanovim, even if you plan to eat them as grapes, and you didn't plan to make wine, or you plan to eat them as olives, you didn't plan to squeeze that olive oil, the Mashkin Ayotzim, that's a Hashash Otu an Issa Deraisa, you're not allowed to drink it. The grapefruit juice, or the lemon juice, or the orange juice, all the other juices, that's only midirabbanan. That's only an issur d'rabbanan to squeeze it out. So there's the machlokes hatanoim. So there we paskin, it depends. There's still a gzeira mashkin shezavu, if it oozed out by itself, but only provided you have it in the house. You plan to squeeze out the juice. But if you brought it into the house, al das to eat, not to squeeze out, let's say the grapefruit. The grapefruit I want to eat as grapefruit, I'm not interested in making grapefruit juice. And then as I'm cutting it, a little bit of juice oozed out, so we pass the law that you're permitted to drink that juice that's on the plate, you don't have to spill it out. Why do we pass it?
It's similar like writing with the left hand.
Which is similar to writing with the left?
The juice on that you didn't intend to have the juice. No. Because the chinui, it's the same thing.
He squeezed it out. It's more than that. Writing with the left hand, he was miskaven to write. He wants to write. Here, he really is only interested in slicing the grapefruit.
But not real writing with the left hand. The same thing is not real juicing.
No. Over here, he said that it's a dovashena miskaven. He wasn't really interested in squeezing out the juice. But that's usually awesome. It's going to be a psikration.
Yeah.
But usually you know that every single time you cut a grapefruit, a little bit of juice. There must be juice that's going to lose out. So that's the question, why is it permissible in the first place to squeeze a grapefruit if you know in advance that a little bit of juice is going to come out? No, Dov Shein HaMiskaven is Mutna means if I do one pu'ula, which may or may not result in a malocha. But if I do a pu'ula slicing a grapefruit, which I know Vadai. That's called a psikreshe velayom.
Is there a way of slicing a grapefruit without doing it?
Let's say I know that every single time I cut the grapefruit, I don't have such a sharp knife. Every single time that I cut the grapefruit, always some juice comes out. So that's a good kasha that's discussed in the recent svarim. They talk about that kasha. We assume it's permissible to cut a grapefruit, even though we know in advance it's a psikreshe, some of the juice will come out. Why don't you say that even though you're not interested in squeezing out the juice, let's say, why don't we say it should be a psikreshe, it should be also?
Is
it true?
It
is
nichol.
He would have eaten it anyway.
What ratio are you cutting off by doing it? I don't understand. What
meaning that you cannot get to it.
You can't get to it without doing it. What is the issur now of
cutting the grape? You said it's a psikreshe. What?
Right, squeezing out from a grapefruit is only the rabbanon. Squeezing out would deem the rabbanon takes the grapefruit and he squeezes. Here he's doing a kalachayad. That's what you said.
Yeah,
when you double the Rabbanah to begin with. So, not Xerah, it's not exactly Xerah, it's a Sigreshe on a double the Rabbanah. So what's Takeda Din? What's the Din? I'm slicing a grapefruit with a mut, which is Mutter. But I know that slicing the grapefruit will Vadai bring about a Malacha, which is prohibited, but it's only prohibited based on the combination of two the Rabbanah. What's the Din of Sigreshe that I'm not interested in? Sigreshe Loi Nichle. Not interested. As far as I'm concerned, all the Jews could have stayed together. When it's a double the Rabbanan. So that, I think the Mishnah Berurah writes that is Mutter. By a double the Rabbanan is Mutter. When did they have a case like that? Rabbi Avadi Yosef has a lot of standard drushes that he gives whenever they invite him. So if you're learning that, so he has one famous shia that he has. If you bought a new pair of shoes and it still has the imprint on the bottom, has a design, it has the name of the company. So when you walk in the sand, when you walk in the mud, it's going to cause it'll be like make an impression on the soft earth. So is that a violation of ksiva? Is that a violation of ksiva? He's not interested in ksiva, he just wants to walk in the street on Shabbos. But it's a psikratia that ksiva will be caused. How bad is the ksiva that's going to be caused? It's a psikratia la nichle, he couldn't care less. But still, even psikratia la nichle, we don't allow. But here he says it's a double derabbanan. Why is it a double derabbanan? First of all, that's not the normal way that people do ksiva. Normal way to do ksiva. And secondly, it's not shal kayama. It's not a ksiva shal kayama because it's going to get washed away later on. It's going to rain some more, whatever, it's going to disappear. So that's the cloud that the Mishnah Berurah has. If you have a psik reisha, the loy nichalei, and the whole malacha that you're violating is only a double derabbanan to begin with, so then we say that it's mutas. So I think that's what they say regarding slicing the grapefruits. The reason why it's permissible to slice a grapefruit, even though we know in advance that it'll vadai cause some of the juice to ooze out, is because it's a psikration of nichalei, not really interested in it. You'd be interested in eating the whole grapefruit the way it is, with all the juice inside. Why should I eat 98% of the grapefruit like this, and 2% I'm going to drink the juice on the plate? I would rather have the whole grapefruit together. I don't really need to squeeze out the juice, so it's a psikration he's not really interested in. Plus the fact that the whole prohibition of squeezing out the grapefruit is only a malacha based on a combination of two derabbanan, because it's not zeisim anovim, so it's not deraisa, and it's kalach hayad. That's what you say, it's kalach hayad. You squeeze out the juice by slicing it, that's only kalach hayad. So a combination of two derabbanan, that's a psikration of nichala, double derabbanan.
So when you get to the end of the grapefruit, you have a little bit left over inside the grapefruit, so people tend to squeeze it out at the end.
That you're not allowed to do. That you're not allowed to do. Right.
The intention is to get it out of it.
Right, that's also, but Bein B'Shab is Bein B'Yontif. Even on Yontif, you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara quotes now, the four pshatim from on the Mishnah, the four pshatim within Beis Hillel. Why they say you're not allowed to debate the Shinolda? So the most far-fetched shot we would probably say is Rabbi Yitzchok. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yechonah holds like that. Yechonah holds from that shot. How do you know? Because he asked a kasha and he said a teretz. Rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, he asked a Rumi, a theory between one statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the other statement, and Mishani, and he gave a teretz. What was his kasha? Tanan, it says in the Mishnah in Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze out any fruits, and if it oozed out by itself, you're not allowed to drink the mashkin shazovu, because of the Gzeira Shemi Yischot. And the Tanakam, it sounds like he holds it applies to all fruits and vegetables. No distinction. Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction. He says it depends. If you have this fruit or the vegetable in the house, you plan to eat it as a food. It's Mehmuta. If the juice oozed out by itself, there's no Gzeira Shemi Yischot there. Bim Lamashkin. But if you have the, if you are interested in squeezing out the juice, then Hayetz Mehmuzos. So now that's end quotation from the Mishnah. Now Rabbi Yochanan is commenting. Alma, what do you see from the Mishnah? According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, kol ochlim the Rabbi Yehuda, whenever you have fruits that are oimid lachila, not oimid to squeeze out, it's oimid lachila. So the juice that oozes out, I treat as uchla de ifrasu. I don't label it as mashkin shazavu. It's not included in the exam mashkin shazavu. I say it's oichel shenifred meyoichel. It's not included in mashkin shazavu because the whole chashash shem yischot doesn't really make any sense. He's not interested in squeezing out. Frekt Rabbi Yechanon ureminhu. But I have a contradiction with another statement that Rabbi Yehuda said. What? Vodom Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Mishnah in Erevin. The Mishnah in Erevin is talking about 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains the whole story. If you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we always have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The days of the Tanoim, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, so they sometimes had 1 day Rosh Hashanah, sometimes 2 days, depending when the Edom came. So if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and the fellow wants to go Thursday Rosh Hashanah, he wants to daven in one shul, there's a special chazan there. Second day Rosh Hashanah, wants to daven in another shul, wants to try out the both chazan, try out the both rabbanim, whatever. In the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have chazan, they had the rabbanim. Chacham, he wants to be the chacham darshining there, he wants to be the chacham darshining there. For whatever reason he wants to go. He wants to make one erev chumen to go in this direction the first day. The both locations are chutzlut chum. So he has to make an erev chumen to be able to go. He wants to make one Erev Chumah for the first day, one Erev Chumah for the second day. Can you do that or not? You can't make two Erev Chumah for 1 day Shabbos, for 1 day Yontif. Can't make one Erev Chumah until 1 o'clock, and the other Erev Chumah from 1 o'clock on. On 1 day, you kind of shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos, and that's it. For the whole Shabbos, that's your Chum Shabbos, that's your Mokah. So what about the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Sluchim Zelazer, to be treated like Kedusha Achas, like one long Hemshech of Kedusha Sayyim, or he treated Shtei Kedusha? So that's a Machloike Satanoim. So it says, Be'odom Rabbi Yudah says that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedusha. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yudah. We pass him that it's a Yom Arichti, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is treated as one long Hemshech, Kedusha Achas, Yom Arichti. And Rabbi Yudah doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yudah holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedushas. So Lamai Nafkemina that is Shtei Kedushas. According to Rabbi Yudah, what's the Nafkemina? So one difference is, can you make an Erev Eitz Chumen to go the first day one direction, the second day another direction? Another Nafkemina will be, he gives, that if you have Tevel, you're not permitted to be Mafresh Chumas and Maisis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what if he has Kalkola Shal Peris, he has a basket of Peris and it's all Tevel, and if you got to be mafresh Trumas and Maisis on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so let him be mafresh on the first day Rosh Hashanah ala Kanai, and let him say like this: if today is Erev Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow is really Rosh Hashanah, so I'm mafresh Trumas and Maisis today.
Good.
And if today is Rosh Hashanah, I don't want to violate the Yitzhak de Rabbanon of Hafrashis Trumas and Maisis, so what I said now is nothing. And then he comes back tomorrow, the second day Rosh Hashanah, and he says like this: if today is Rosh Hashanah, yesterday was Erev Rosh Hashanah, so I was mafresh yesterday, so it's already Yois Tevel. And if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah and today is Tzom Gedaliah, today is already Matzoi Rosh Hashanah, already mafresh Achshav. So he's mafresh the exact same Truma as yesterday, the exact same Maaserishon, Maaserishon, everything the same. So that's only possible if you all did a Shtei Kedushas, and then he can eat it the second day. Then he can only eat it the second day. Probably wouldn't say a bracha. Probably would not say a bracha.
But now you can't make a bracha.
Probably not. You can't say a bracha if you don't know for sure. Probably would not say a bracha in such a case.
Yeah,
same thing. Same thing. So he gives these two mishalim. The Odom, Rab Yudah, another din. Mas not the malakalkola shall perish. He has a basket of fruits. Kalkola is a basket of fruits. Beyond the frishon of Rosh Hashanah, he can only eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because he has to make the afrosha on the first day, ala tanai, ala sofik, and then he repeats the afrosha on the second day, all over again, the same thing. V'chein, and the same shay, lebeitzish and all the berishain, so beitzish and all the beyantav, you're not allowed to eat it. But on when yantav is over, you are allowed to eat it. So the question is, when it comes to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, will he say yantav is over? And he say, no, kedusha achas, yayim arichto, yantav lasts, this yantav lasts for 48 hours. The Yantav is not over till the end of the second day. So Rav Yudah holds, so the Yachachamim hold in the Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. And Rav Yudah holds no, that it's Shtei Kedushas. The Chayim Beitzah Shana the Berishin, Teyachol Basheini, Shain. So now comes Rav Yudah. So we understand what Rav Yudah holds. Rav Yudah holds that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedushas, and we don't pass like Rav Yudah. We pass like the Yachachamim, 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. But just Derech Agav, you see the Rav Yudah holds from the din of Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
How can he not? You see Rav Yudah holds from the din of Beis Hillel, that a Beitzah should all be yontav, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rav Yechonon, in fact, Akasha, why? But Rav Yudah is the Tana who thinks that Mashkin Shazov, who is only also when it makes sense to make a Gzeira. If you have the grapefruits and it's not Oymilis Tita, so you don't make a Gzeira, so which Meshuggah is going to squeeze out the hand to get the Heg out? No one's going to squeeze out the hand. So what Shaykh? Shema Yala the Yitlush over here. So that's his kasha. Effect Akasha Basheni and not Rabbi Yechonon is speaking. Rabbi Yudah says Basheni and yes, you're permitted to eat the Beitz of Shanold on the first day Rosh Hashanah. You only like to eat it on the second day. Oh, but Berisha ain't lie. But to eat the Beitz on the first day Rosh Hashanah on any yontav, any Shabbos, the Beitz of Shanold on a yontav on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. So the kasha is why? But it doesn't make any sense, and he doesn't explain what the kasha is. What's the kasha? The kasha is because Rabbi Yochanan thinks, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason why Beis Hillel prohibit Beit Shenolda is because it's part of Mashkin Shezavu. So, in fact, our kasha, but Rabbi Yudah holds Mashkin Shezavu only makes sense to make a gzeira. And the case was Taimel Leschita, but it was not Taimel Leschita. Said, by the Beit Shenolda, it's not Taimel Leschita. So he answered, you're right. It's a misprint in the Mishnah. He said, you're right. According to Rabbi Yudah, Beit Shenolda is always Mutter. There's no din of Beit Shenolda. It doesn't exist. Or Mishani, Rabbi Yechonon answered. Mishani, Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon answered, Mochlefes Hashita. You have to correct the Girsa. The Girsa in the Mishnah in Erev and Daf Lamed Tes is incorrect. It's No, the wrong Mishnah. You have to switch the Girsa and the Mishnah and Shabbos. The Mishnah and Shabbos, the Rabbi Yudis says a difference between Aymed L'Achila, Aymed L'Eschita, that's the Chachamim. That's why we pass them like that, because it's really the Chachamim. Rabbi Yudah holds that it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's not Aymed L'Eschita, it's still Exer the Rabban and still us. So now the Gemara is commenting. That's the end of Rabbi Yechon. L'chlev Zashita, period. Now the Amoroim say, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan felt that there's a contradiction over here, and that this contradiction forced him into saying that there must be a misprint in the Mishnah Shabbos, you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yitzchok that the reason for Beitzah and all the Shabbos being Osler is because it's part of the Gzeira Mashkin Shazov. Ravina holds the exact same thing as Rabbi Yochanan. Ravina is just a footnote on Rabbi Yochanan. Holds the same thing, that it's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, but rather than say such a comment to say that it's a misprint in the Mishnah and Shabbos, and really Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Chacham, and the Chacham hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, Rabino Amar Li'olam Le'Tefach. You don't even have to. Cause what if you'll check all the manuscripts and you find none of the Kisra Yad have a Girsa Fakir? I don't know if they had any Kisra Yad in the days of Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe they were still saying everything Bal Peh. So let's say check all the Talmidim, no one will have a tradition that has a fakir. How can you get such a startling comment? Since it's fakir, Rabbi Yehuda is really the Chacham is really Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe the Pesach Halacha is Lahakil. That's how we pass them, like Rabbi Yechon, Mechlev is Hashita. We pass them like
that.
Yeah. So Ravina says, no, Li'olam Le'Tefa. You don't even have to switch the gears in the Mishnah by the Mashkin Shezavu. The Mishnah in Erevin, that what? Rabbi Yehuda had a machlokes with the Chachamim about 2 days Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Shtei Kedushas. So he gives you all enough kaminis. He peckles out, it's all enough kaminis. One community, can you make it separate Erevei Tchumen for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, separate Erevei Tchumen for the second day of Rosh Hashanah? The other Nafkamina, can you be Machish Tchumas Maizen Salah tonight? And the other Nafkamina, can you make an Erev Tavshilin when it's Omach L'Shabbos? A few Nafkaminas. And the Beit Shenoldo said, not all the Nafkaminas were Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. He says, Rabbi Yehuda L'Direm D'Rabbanu Kam Elohu. He's saying within the Chachamim. He says like this, Lididi, my personal opinion is, I hold that Beit Shenoldi can eat on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. There never was a prohibition of Beit Shenoldi. Because all Beit Shenoldi is a branch of the din, an extension of the din of Mashka Shazavu. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Mashka Shazavu only applies when it's Oymed L'Schita. But the Beit Shenoldi is not Oymed L'Schita, so it is not Gzeir. But even according to your Shita, I know that you think that there is a din of the Beit Shenoldi, that's the first Mishnah in Beit. That quotes Basil Hal Beitz and all the Zasser, but at least you should admit to me, Oduli Mios, but at least admit me, the Bisheni Sharia, on the second day Rosh Hashanah is Mutta, why the Shtek Dusha say? Because the first day Rosh Hashanah, the second day Rosh Hashanah is Fake of the Eimer. So Ami Le Rabbanon, so the Chacham disagreed, and he said, no wrong, Dushachasi. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara just has one more line. While I was going back, we said there were four different opinions. Four different shatim in the Mishnah, so now they're giving a footnote. The one footnote was the Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yitzchok. We already have four shitas, no more, only four. Rabbi Yochanan, we just proved the last 20 lines. Rabbi Yochanan says the same as Rabbi Yitzchok before. Now we have someone else holds from the first time. Rabbi Yehuda the Rabula Omar Hocha B'Tanakel Samedes Lugadol Beitzim Rabbi Yehuda L'Taimei. It's not on our Mishnah. Excuse me. He says that Mishnah in Erevin, the Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a Beit Shenoldo, that it's Osir. Aye, but it doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa should hold that Beit Shenoldo should be Mutter because it's not, the Tanagolis is not Oymed L'Schita. You're not going to do any Schita. And the whole Lisa of Beit Shenoldo is Bushamashkin Shazon, so Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't hold from it. So he says, no, that Mishnah is talking about a different one. It's talking Tanagolus Lameris Lugadol Beitzin. So the Beitzin Shenoldo is Mukze, not because of Beitzin Shenoldo. Partially it's a Mukze digger Beitzin, that's why. The Buddha goes, well, she talks to this language. So what we have the kids, so we just have, you have the four Pshotim for the Mishnah, and our Mishnah, why is Beitzin Shenoldo is Asa? And Rabbi Yechanan, with a group of Amaroim, side with Rabbi Yitzchok. Surprise, they all like Rabbi Yitzchok.
Why is Rabbi Yechanan go along with Mukze?
Because he holds that it would be Noilat Gomor. All the Amoraim disagree with that. They hold whenever it's a Beitzah Shinolda from a Tanagelis and Nedis and Gadol Beitzim, so the Tanagelis is not labeled as Zoichel, and the Beitzah Shinolda is Zoichel. The Zoichel that came from a Nano Eichel, that should be Noilat Gomor. The Noilat Gomor, everybody holds as Mukhtim. Noilat Gomor, everyone would agree. Bein Rab Yudah, Bein Rab Shimon. That's what Tosfos pointed out on Amud Aleph. They quoted the Gemara from Erevin about the rain that falls on Shabbos. That if it would be Noilat Gomor, everybody would agree that it's Muktzah. So Rav Nachman held not so. Rav Nachman holds Mandisle Muktzah, Isle Noilat, Mandisle Muktzah, Isle Noilat. But all the other Amoraim disagree. They hold if it would be Noilat Gomor, then everyone would agree that it would be Muktzah. It wouldn't be a Machloishes. That's the Gemara. So now the Gemara continues to try to prove who's right. Zagdamar Meisvei, we have a Bryce that gives you some of the details of the Dinam of Beitzah Shinolda. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, it's mukta lachil, it's mukta l'taltal. You're not allowed to handle it either. That's what Tosfos said on the Mishnah first. That you have to spell out teyocha, lo teyocha, there are two kinds of mukta. One is mukta lachil, one is mukta l'taltal. So it's both. When something is mukta, when something is mukta, so you're not allowed to move it, even the tzor gufa, the tzor m'kaymai. Let's say a quarter. Coin is muktzah. So let's say I have a jar that's very closed very tightly and I want to open the jar by using a quarter. So you're not allowed to do that. A screwdriver or a hammer, that you can use, because screwdriver or a hammer is not muktzah. That's a kli shemalach talisa. So it's a kli. It's a kli. So a kli is not never muktzah. A kli is a kli shemalach talisa. So that the chachamim gave a heter, either the tzarech gufoy, or the tzarech mekama, let's say the screwdriver is in the middle of the table and I want to eat here, so I want to take it away. So that's called the tzarech mekama. I need the screwdriver or the hammer to open up a jar, that's tzarech legufoy. But if you have muktzah mamish, let's say I have money on the table and I want to eat over here, and it's uncomfortable eating with all the money, so you're not allowed to pick the money up and take it off, that's muktzah mamish. Money is considered junk. I hope he did. Money is considered junk. It's edim mekabel tumah, it's not a kli, so it's considered like eitzim abon. No, Mukta Machmas Gufoy. Yeah, it's considered Mukta Machmas Gufoy. Yeah. So the Braisa says the Beitzah Shinolda B'Shabbes is Mukta. You know, not even aim at Talton the Mosul Lola Chasas Bosakle Lolisma while carry a mito. Even the Tzor Gufoy, the Tzor Mekami, you're not permitted to move it. However, Avol, Kofo Leo Esakle B'Shvil Shalot Tishover. Let's say you're afraid that the other chickens are going to jump on the egg and break it. If you're not going to cover over the Beitzah Shinolda, some baby is going to walk in and crack the egg. So I want to take a pot and put it upside down to cover the muktzah. So that says it's permissible.
What's the
Kiddush
that will not be allowed?
The Rashi quotes that there is an opinion among the Amoraim that it's Taka Oster. And the yes from this Gemara. See the Rashi. The Rashi is around 15 lines from the top. I will kai for lehas akli. Will apukim the Rabbi Yitzchok. This brisa comes to show that Rabbi Yitzchok is not correct. The Yomar, his opinion is Shabbos Afram Gimel, and kli nital el tzarech davar nital b'Shabbos. He holds that whenever you have a dvar mukta which you're not allowed to handle, you're not even allowed to take a kli to cover over the dvar mukta to protect it. Let's say I have some money on the table and I'm getting up to the anokri is going to walk into the room. I'm afraid he's going to gamble the money, so I want to take a dish and put the dish and cover it. So he holds that you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yitzchok holds that you're not allowed to. So even though the dish is not mukta, it's a kli shemalach talaheter, but if I'm planning to take the dish to protect the mukta digizach, so you're not allowed to. So what does Rabbi Yitzchok do with his braisa? So the famous braisa that shows that he's wrong. So Rashi quotes the Gemara, the Ihu, and he, Rabbi Yitzchok, zet zayin this braisa mukila. He zet zayin the braisa b'tzorch l'makom mishalakli. It's like this. The dish is in the way anyway. I have a dollar bill. I have a $100 bill in the middle of the table, and the soup is coming in. I'm afraid he's going to walk off with the $100 bill. So I have a kli. I have a dish which is in the wrong place. And it's Sarkum Kam, I want to use that. So once I pick up that dish, I don't have to just remove it from the way. Once I'm already moving it, I can already move it over here and cover over the money. That's what Tosis points out. And the top Tosis says, on the third line in top Tosis, well, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Mikan Poskim, and from this Gemara, we Poskim La Locha, the Hod the Kaimulanda, Locha that we accept, Dovish and Malach the Leaser, Asur, that you're not allowed to move a screwdriver or a hammer. The police will have to lease, you're not allowed to move it. Ain't the hella dafke, that's only if it's shenu, let's all goof, let's all from kaimai. But what if I want to move the hammer or the screwdriver, let's all goof, let's all from kaimai? Sure, you're permitted to move it. And once you're carrying it, him, his fill, the talfil, the shul, let's all from goof, let's all kaimai. Let's say I need a hammer to open a jar. And then when I finish, so do I have to put down the hammer right on the kitchen counter? Or can I go put it all the way back in the shed? So Tyson said, you can walk all the way to another room, and put it all the way back where it belongs. To put it in a totally different room, in Yirtzeh. So Chazina Hacha, that's what you see Rabbi Yitzchok said over here. The whole Vitzoch, Lam Komo, the Gufa Kli.
He's talking about not the same thing.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yitzchok calls that the prohibition... Ankle nikal itself davar nital, that you're not allowed to move a kli to cover up the dollar
anything.
Bill. You're not allowed to move a kli to cover over the mukta dika beitza. So he holds that's Rabbi Yitzchok holds that that's and it's not that I already consider. Why does Rabbi Yitzchok hold that it's awesome? Why does Rabbi Yitzchok hold that we paskin is mutter? The chal's mutter to take a clean cover over the dollar bill. Why does Rabbi Yitzchok hold that it's awesome? So the Rishonim have two pshatim why? Really two different gemaras. So some Rishonim say, just like the Zedina Boston's Dabar Ha'asa, let's say have a dollar bill on top of a cash register. So the whole cash register becomes Boston's, the whole thing becomes Mukhtar. Let's say I have money in my pocket. And I wanted to leave the money in my pocket. I have a pen in my pocket over here. Maybe the pocket won't become Mukhtar, it's part of a whole jacket. It's a different story. So let's say I have a Mokum that's Miyuchad for leaving pens, a drawer that I leave all the pens, a drawer that I leave all the money. So that drawer, also the drawer is part of the big desk. Maybe also the whole desk. Maybe you won't become mukta. It's another shine. Okay, let's have a kli that I put the dvar mukta on top of it.
On television.
No. A cup that has pens.
Huh?
A cup.
A special container. So if I have a dvar mukta on a kli, so I say that's a basis of dvar mukta. Some Rishonim say, Rabbi Yitzchak Shita is, if I'm going to take a cup to cover over the beitzah, or so it'll also be a buses. It doesn't have to be a buses on the bottom. A bus on the top is also a buses. So from the time that I picked it up, I'll das. We don't pass it like Rabbi Yitzchak anyway. So it doesn't matter what the Hezber is. But the Shad is, what did he say? What is his opinion? So some Rishonim hold that from the minute that I picked it up, I'll die to put it upside down and to cover over the beitza, to cover over the dollar bill. It already has a din of buses from the beginning. And it's a buses to mukta. It's already treated like mukta. That's what some Rishonim say. Another Rishonim say no, based on this Gemara that Tosfos and Rashi are quoting. No, it's not bosses. There is a din of tiltul kelim, not mukta. There's an iser of tiltul kelim. A klisha malachta leheter. You're only permitted to move litzach, lufa litzach, mukama mechama litzil. Stomp to sit and play with a fork, or stomp to sit and play with a glass. Terminish. He's not. Yeah, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to stomp to play with the fork and the knife or the glass for no purpose whatsoever, so that's prohibited. Or to move a klisha malachta le'iser, a screwdriver or a hammer, is muta letzorach gufa letzorach mekoyma. If it's not one of those two, mechama letzel just to protect it. Let's say I have a screwdriver or a hammer, and I'm afraid the nachri is going to steal it. Unless I hide it, the nachri is going to steal it. So I'm not allowed to put it away to hide it. That's not letzorach gufa letzorach mekoyma. That's to protect it. That's called mechama letzel. To protect it, so there's no heter to move the klisha malachta liyaseh. To move a klisha malachta leheter, there are three heterim. Either the tzarch gufoi, I want to use it, I want to eat with the fork and the knife. Or the tzarch mekoyma's in the way. I want to clear off the table and I want to learn here. I want to have a clean table. I don't want to have. Or mechama letzel, I'm afraid someone's going to gamve my silverware. What if it's not mechama letzel, not to protect it, not the tzarch gufoi, not the tzarch mekoyma? It's time to play. Stomp the plate. It has nothing to do. So he sits and he twiddles and he keeps on turning around the glass like this. And the fork and the knife is playing. So that's Shalom Tzor Klal. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're not allowed to. So comes Rabbi Yitzchak and he says, if I have a dollar bill here, I have a beitza, and I take a cup in order to put it, to invert it, to put it upside down on top of the beitza, on top of the dollar bill to protect it, that the nachri shouldn't gamve it, let's say. So that's a klisha. The plate is a klisha malachta leheter, but you only have special heterin. So to use this klisha malachta leheter to cover up a dvar muktzeh, that's not an acceptable tzarech. Leibniz, a Kalisha Tilto, Kalisha Malachta Maheta, Shalot HaTzorah Klal. So Shalot HaTzorah Klal, and a non-legitimate Tzorah is the equivalent of Shalot HaTzorah Klal. Shalot HaTzorah Klal, Tzorah Minish. That's what Rashi and Tosfos are working on over here. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. But what if he had to take the kli anyway because it's in the way? He had to take the kli and it's all covered. So once he took it, so then he can already carry it as far as he wants and put it away where he wants. And then he can already put it on top of the muktzah. There's no problem. That's what this sheet holds. According to the other sheet in the Rishonim, the Shver, this Gemara, the Gemara says like that. Rashi quotes the Gemara, says like that. The Iyu, Rashi read, the Iyu and Rav Yitzchak Muki Loi Zetzayin is Braise. Letzorach Mekomo Shel HaKli. He's metalto the Kli Letzorach Mekomo, and once he's ready carrying it, he can carry it all the way, even to cover over the Beitza. So the Shabbos, according to the other Rishonim, we say that it's like a bosses. Not only do we hold there's a bosses on the bottom, Rav Yitzchak comes up with this Chiddush, a bosses on the top, and from the minute that he picked it up, it's already a bosses. So what good is it that he wants to move in the Letzorach Guhu Letzorach Mekomo? But once he decides in midair, he wants to cover over the Beitza, then there's a bosses. And he's not allowed to go by it. So what are we going to do with this Gemara and Zakasha? Anyway, that's the Rishonim have two pshatim within Rabbi Yitzchak. What did Rabbi Yitzchak mean to say? Why is it prohibited? We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Allah says we don't pass. The Gemara says in Shabbos, we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. Well, I'll call upon him. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Let me just say over what the Kasha is. The Braisa speaks about Beitzel Shinol. The Shabbos has a couple of details. And then it says if you have a Sufik, I have a beitza. I don't know whether it's an older b'Shabbos or an older b'Yarav Shabbos. I can't tell. So the Braisa says that Sufik is awesome. So the Gemara says, why should it be Sufik is awesome? If you hold that it's a din of muktzis, maybe muktzis is the right. If you hold like Rabba, that it's Hachana the Rabba. Okay, Hachana the Rabba is the right. But if you hold that it's the last two pairs on Eresh Mashke Shazavu, that's a gzeira de rabbanon. How can you say that a sofik de rabbanon should be lechumra? Whoever heard sofik de rabbanon lechumra? That's going to be the Gemara's kash. The Gemara's going to go on and on and on until they're going to give a teretz over here. 10 lines from the top of Dalanot. Rabashi is going to give the final teretz. Why the din is that it's takwas? Okay, we know that next week we'll continue. The Medrash has a comment on Yankov Avinu's Cholam. Many comments on the Chaloimus. So one of the comments of the Medrash is about the Malachim Olim Yordim Bo Estulam as Mutzav Artzav Roshim Agia Hashemoymo. So the Medrash says that there's a different standard of judging in Artzav, a different standard of judging Bashamayim. Malachim are Olim Yordim, different people going up the ladder of success and different people going down. So the Medrash says that Lamaila in heaven, whoever's Malamet Zchus on the Kali soil is Oila. Whoever's Malamet Kitchuk Achayva is Yoreh. And Ba'aretz, in this world, is everything fakir. Whoever is Melamed Chayv on the Klal Yisrael is Oyla. Whoever is Melamed Chus is Yorit. You see it in the politics. Whoever supports Medina Yisrael is going to get attacked. And whoever attacks Medina Yisrael, they're always on it. The Gemara has such a comment. The Gemara says that this is the Alma de Shikra. And in heaven is the Alma de Kshayt. That's the Olam Ho'emet. So the Gemara tells one of the Amorim, Momas died. And then he came back to life, but why? He almost died, so he was already there. So he had a whole different perspective of the world. So he came back to life, so his father asked him, what's the perspective in heaven of what's going on in the earth? So he says, Olam Hafuch, everything is upside down. The people who are not held from in this world, they're in heaven, they hold Givaldic. They're famous, great people. And the people who are on top of the world, President Clinton, Rechule, all the heads of state, they're Lamata. Nobody holds from them over here. That's the Gemara. That's this Medrash. The Gemara has such a memory in Sanhedrin. Kol ha-meitzer li-Yisrael, nasa roish, hoyo tzarel le-roish, a pasuk in the Gila Secha. Hoyo tzarel le-roish, whoever gives Torah to Medina Yisrael is nasa le-roish. Someone was just telling me this week, such a terrible story, that a certain multi-billionaire, I think, Ayin is married to a shiksa, so if he has so much money, there was one time that he controlled a certain commodity so much that there was a hashash in the United States, there wasn't enough for the normal people, a certain commodity that he manufactures a certain product. So because he has so much money, he can come into Clinton whenever he wants. So he went into President Clinton, and he explained, he's a Jewish person, he's married to a shiksa, and he explained why he shouldn't permit the Israeli government to continue to build in Har Choma. So another wealthy Yid from New Jersey called him up and he said, Per Adam, what are you talking about? Did you ever visit Har Choma? Do you know what it is? So the guy says, no. So he says, go visit and then you'll see. So he goes and he sees and he says, and you can tell him, why shouldn't they build in Har Choma? So he says, go back to Clinton and tell him no. So he says, no, he made a mistake. Made a mistake. First he gives a day. Said, sorry, it's going to be a long time. It's a long, it's a long, it's a long time.